This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're now one step closer to setting the stage for the midterm elections. Major victories for both parties as three states locking candidates for November. So what do these results mean for the midterm races? Here now to break it all down, former pollster for the Ted Cruz presidential campaign, Chris Wilson. Chris, let's start off with Indiana. We were talking earlier in the North Korea segment about how much money matters. Talking about Iran segment, how much money matters. Seems like in Indiana, money matters too.
Well, it does. I mean, money always matters in politics. But I think the overall point here is when you look at Mike Braun, who have up right now, I mean, Republicans are going to be really excited about him coming out of the primary last night. The senatorial committee, Republican senatorial committee, had a great night, and they ended up with their best candidates almost pretty much in every race. But Braun is somebody who's a conservative businessman, successful background. He kind of has a Donald Trump flair without some of the edginess to him. He's going to be a mainstream candidate at the same time. He can point to a different type of background. He's not a professional politician, and he's up against Joe Donnelly, who is morning consult polling shows him being vulnerable. More people want him to say he does not deserve re-election than does. And I think finally, when you look at turnout amongst Republicans over 2014, which is the last midterm election, that's one of the challenges Republicans have had. Turnout has been down. In Indiana, it was up, and it was up more than it was for Democrats. So, again, Republicans are going to be really excited with the results last night in Indiana.
The rich businessman trend continues, but quickly, yeah. Does Braun have a chance of defeating Donnelly, which is one of those Senate seats that the Republicans really want to flip?
It is. I think Braun gives Republicans their best chance. I think at this point, this race has got to be considered a toss-up. If not, you've probably got to give a little bit of a slight edge to Braun because of the Republican trending nature of the state.
Let's go to Ohio now. I was there yesterday speaking with voters, and the results, really no surprise after talking with those voters. Renacci and DeWine. Let's start off with Renacci.
Well, Renacci, I think, is another example where Republicans got the nominee they wanted for. The president got behind him later on in the race. And Republicans led in every single statewide race in terms of turnout. And I keep going back to that point because Democrats have continued to make the claim that, oh, look, we've got the enthusiasm on our side. And last night saw that trend reverse. And Ohio is a perfect example of that. And that's what made Renacci. He was a nominee coming out of it. And a solid background. And, again, I think it's one of these situations where when you look at recent polling and the incumbent senator, has said more people say he does not deserve a re-election than does, and it's at best a toss-up, if not, again, a slight lead to Republicans to pick up the Senate seat.
And Renacci, Republicans love him, but Manchin sort of would be a Republican in almost any other state. Do you think Renacci has a chance of beating Manchin?
Well, in different states, Manchin is in West Virginia, but that's okay. It's early. I do think.
Oh, I jumped. I apologize. Sorry.
Right. No worries.
Does Renacci have a chance of winning the Senate there? That's my bad. Sherrod Brown.
Okay.
I apologize.
He does. With Brad Sherman, I think it's like I said, it's got to be a toss-up to a slight edge to Republicans here because Ohio's much like Indiana has been turning more and more Republican. And when you look at those turnout gaps, Republicans led in every single statewide race in terms of turnout, and I think that's a huge thing for Democrats that they're in trouble in Ohio in November.
You know, the other thing, too, that was a bit surprising, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised that it was Patrick Morrissey. You know, and of course they went after Blankenship, that was the caricature of, in terms of the three. And I got to hand it to Blankenship. I mean, here's a guy, he finally gets off of probation. at 12:01, this morning, right after everything is done, he says, hey, I'm not going to go campaign. I'm going to go get a suit because, the campaigning will continue, beyond this. So he definitely had hopes. But I thought what he brought to the conversation was valuable. And, of course, every time they introduced him, it was always this ex-con, for a misdemeanor. And I think that he has a reasonable response, to what happened to him. And we know that the way the government has been empowered and what they've been doing and going after people, how they target people, how it can be a bit unfair. But look at, you know, West Virginia is going to be interesting. We'll see if Morrissey can upset and push Manchin out and send him into retirement. Well, stay tuned. Of course, the primaries continue. We've got another one coming up on the 15th. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez, Dr. Gerard Lomero coming up next.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As promised, Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us. Always has great news for America, and it's always great to be talking to the author, philosopher, economist and engineer here. Gerard, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. It's fantastic to be on your show. Everybody loves your show across the nation.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I appreciate that. I mean, hey, look it. You know what we're all about. This isn't, you know, the typical radio show. You know, we're grateful for our independence because it allows us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, to bring experts such as yourself on the show, to get out of the realm of a lot of opinion, because as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And I think that that's the order of the day. Has it not become that it's easier to cast an opinion than it is to do the hard work and research to back it up with the facts that really, I believe, truly empower people?
That's absolutely correct. And that's why there are so many footnotes and endnotes at the end of my books, because mm-hmm. I try to research everything with solid facts.
Well, after all, you've
got 20 pages of endnotes.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're serious about this stuff, because otherwise, you know, you've got the emotional left, you know, and it sounds so convincing because with all the emotion and everything. But, you know, this is the order of the day in our country, and why such a small minority of people are ruling, changing laws, ignoring laws, and look at the chaos and mess that we're in as a result of, you know, being led by emotion instead of fact.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. The left does not want to debate people. Mm. If you try to bring up the facts, they try to turn it into an emotional argument every time. Mm. And the reason they don't want to argue the facts is they will lose them every time. They cannot win a debate because the facts are on the side of conservative principles and conservative policies.
Yeah, without a doubt. Look, you've had your thumb on the primaries, and we just did a little report here on it. Give us your read of last night. Is the blue wave around the corner here, or did we miss something?
No. The blue a few months ago, they called it the blue wave. Now, yesterday, I heard someone calling it the blue ripple. And I'll tell you what I told you and what I've told others in my newest book, More Great News for America, and that is a conservative wave is coming in November. And I think we saw that conservative wave manifest itself in the primaries yesterday. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, those three big states that they were talking about, Senate primaries and that, those are three seats that are currently held by Democratic senators. They are going to be all three of them held by the Republicans who won the primaries. They are people who are going to win the primaries. The sweep is there. The far out candidates, the ones who are bizarre or the ones who are far left, those who are progressive or extremely radical, they lost. Mm-hmm. And the ones who won were the more populist in some cases, the ones Donald Trump supported, the ones who support the president. They were fighting with each other about who who supports Trump more.
I know, Trumpier. I'm more Trumpier than you are.
That's right.
I love that.
Tells you something. That tells you that the conservative, there's going to be a conservative wave. And what that means is you're going to see some Democrats turning conservative, and you're going to see a number of far-out rhinos or liberal or establishment Republicans losing out to more conservative Republicans, and there's going to be a conservative sweep.
Right.
So I think the country is moving in that direction, and there's no stopping it.
Well, isn't that a little bit about what happened in Alabama, you know, with the big surprise there? I mean, the Democrats, they're even hard-pressed to, you know, bring that up much. Every once in a while, they just throw it out there just to kind of, you know, needle you a little bit. But, you know, that was a situation where the Democrat abandoned Democratic core principles, including Nancy Pelosi, threw her under the bus, and he was able to get elected. But we'll see what happens. He's in office for several months, and they, you know, of course, that seat will be contested again in November.
Well, that was also a situation where the Republican got himself on defensive and should have been on the offense on the policies. He did not debate the issues. He did not sound like a conservative. He sounded like somebody trying to defend himself, and it's unfortunate that that had to be the case, but principles of conservatism were not in play, and they didn't win in that election.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it seems that they're getting some better counsel. You know, there have been people around that have offered, you know, because to run for office is not a simple thing. You're not running for class president, for goodness sakes. There's lots of dynamics that are involved here. And just because you've been a judge or you've been something else, you know, and I think this was kind of the, you know, a little bit of the misinformation that people might draw from the election of Donald Trump. To think that anybody could get into the White House, you know, and if he could get in the White House, you know, then I should be able to be a senator, right?
Well, some people may think that, but you know what? The American people are looking for certain things, and you've got to align yourself in terms of your mind and your heart. You have to understand the heart of the American people, what they're looking for. They want things like morality in government. They want their freedoms, like the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. And they want peace, and they want prosperity. So they're looking for a number of things, but all of them are basically found in conservative principles. They've always been found there, and there's a resurgence of conservatism, and it started with the 2016 election in terms of a massive change. We're going to have a Supreme Court that's going to be completely conservative by the time President Trump appoints three more conservatives, which all three.
Well, we can hope that would be the case. Yes, I know that it's you can see it on the horizon, but you can also see, you know, the progressives doing everything they can if they can keep pumping oxygen or some life sustaining element into these judges to keep them, you know, to keep them in place. But you know, Kennedy has already said he's leaving, right?
Well, it appears that he's leaving. I don't think he's ever formally announced that. If he did, the war for his replacement would have already commenced. But the background effort to pick the next conservative constitutional originalist is underway right now. And there are going to be two more appointments closely thereafter.
Right.
So I think we're going to have a supermajority of conservatives on the Supreme Court that's going to impact the nation in the conservative direction.
Well, you talk about the conservative movement was ignited once again for the election of 2016. And, of course, it has just been gaining momentum with each month that this president and the administration have been in office. And this is in spite of what the media would try to, you know, muster up in some counter offensive. But it's hard to ignore the facts. I mean, you know, look at the economy, the bonuses people have received, our national security, the role on the international stage. America has been able in short order here, Gerard. Are you surprised how short of order that Trump and the administration has been able to regain American prominence on the international stage?
I think it's it's remarkable that he can move as quickly as he has. He's moved faster than Ronald Reagan to impact the country in a positive direction. I think it's fantastic, and I think he is a true leader.
Yeah, populism is not a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen. Look what it's doing for your pocketbook right now.
Absolutely.
And this is just the beginning. Could you imagine we get reinforcements off this 2018 election? I say reinforcements for conservatism. Lord have mercy. We could be having fun again here, right?
Absolutely.
And there'd be even more great news for America. Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us. More from him right after the break. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Martinez live.
And we have such high hopes for you. See, I'm not one of those doubters. I know you have everything it takes to succeed. I know that you are me. And if I can be standing here as your forever first lady. Forever first lady.
Yeah, she did say that.
Every day, and nobody heard it.
Dope!
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, Dr. Gerard Lomero is with us, and of course, we're talking about, the things that matter for us right now. And she did say that, Gerard, forever first lady. I mean, it's... she didn't realize. Well, her husband did say the Constitution was elastic, and that 4-8 years, whatever, forever. I mean, it's just amazing. And then meanwhile, we get crazy controversy. Melania comes out and presents her Be Best program, and you get all of a sudden the Democrats and progressives have they've gone grammatical on us, and it's like it's like really. And I mean, the tweets, I don't know if you saw the tweets on it, attacking her intelligence and stuff. I mean, here's a woman who speaks 5 languages. I mean, she's brilliant. She comes here on a visa, on a genius visa to the United States, and all these other alleged self-appointed geniuses are trying to make fun of her. And because of, be best, it's like, you got to be the best. You have to the, what happened to the adjective article, your best, what is all, all this analysis of the concept. And it's going, well, you guys have been around American newspapers for a long time. I mean, most of your lives, I would think. And have you ever read the headlines,
I know this is a campaign. It is not a English textbook. they're pretty funny. And the really funny thing, though, is the joke is on them. Mm. And the reason the joke is on them is because of the numbers.
Yes.
Okay? They are losing support even among Democratic members of their, former members of their party. They are absolutely losing support. They're losing support for November. Why? Because their resistance campaign, looking for anything, attacking anything, no matter how slim the argument or how vacuous the argument, they're losing support even amongst their own people. People recognize this is just plain un-American, to attack, and attack for senseless reasons. I mean, the country is doing well. The economy is booming. People's pocketbooks are a little bit fatter, the wallets are a little wider, and there are a lot of good things going on in this country. And instead of supporting it, for example, I think this is another laughable thing. The Democrats came out yesterday with a big thing about if they take control of Congress, what are they going to do? They're going to undo the tax cuts. They're going to raise people's taxes. Boy, that's right. Going to get them a lot of votes.
Well, yeah, they're going to raise tax again because it's this is the policies that they had 8 years being in control of and put us into a ditch. And yes, it's just like after 2 years, America got tired of prosperity and say, oh yeah, we like the ditch. Put us back in the ditch. That's what we like. What came to mind here as you were talking, in terms of the disruption of the Trump campaign, imagine LeBron James and there he is, he's scoring 3 points and everything's going great, and all of a sudden the crowd goes, we don't like this anymore. So every time he goes to shoot, we're going to throw a big gulp at him. And or somebody's going to, trip him up on the court and get in his way. And then they're going to complain because Cleveland lost. It's this kind of craziness that's going on in our political system. You've got somebody who is making some positive changes. You now understand that there is a shadow government in play. You kind of always thought there was, but now you really know that the deep state does exist. James Comey, by his own admission, calls it, we're a ballast. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a deep state, but certainly it's another form of government that people didn't even realize that they voted for. That's right. We didn't vote for them. They're self-appointed. Yes, that's what they've been doing. And so all this has come to our reality. And what are we going to do? Because this is what Donald Trump has done, is he exposed all this, all these things. Gerard, that, you know, Main Street America sits over their dining table and go, what is going on with this government? What's happening? This doesn't seem right. Doesn't make sense. And Donald Trump now is exposing all the stuff so that now they have the empirical evidence and research behind their feelings saying, hey, I knew this isn't right. And so now they're all being called out and they don't like this program.
Absolutely. The American voters are getting increasingly turned off by the Democratic Party. And, you know, I'll tell you another piece of data that most people miss, and that is the way the Mueller investigation is going and the way the DOJ and FBI are trying to stonewall the Congress on getting the information on what really happened and what laws might have been broken. They continue to drip the information out slowly. And, you know, I think all the experts will tell you, you should get all your bad information out right away. But what they are doing instead is each week they're dripping out one little thing. They have one little announcement, typically on a Friday afternoon, because they
exactly.
think fewer people are going to hear it. But do you know what it's doing? Every one of those drips is 100,000 votes that they're losing in November. And instead of getting their bad news, find out which of those folks violated laws potentially in DOJ, the FBI. These are Obama holdovers for the most part. And that instead of cleaning up the scandal, they're dragging it out, trying to find something that they can pin on Trump, which they can't because I don't think he's ever done anything that they're talking about. The only collusion was with Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
And the Russians with that ridiculous Trump dossier, which has been proven to be uncorroborated. And so they are dripping out bad news, but not against him, against themselves. It is so ludicrous from a strategic political point of view. And that's part of the reason they're going to continue to see losses this November.
And they go around telling everybody that it is the Republican Party that's in chaos. You know, the Republican Party is doing what all parties do, and that is they debate the issues, they work it out, and, you know, and they will continue to do this. But I my caution to the Republican Party, especially considering that they've got the White House, they've got both offices, they've got the legislators, the Congress and the Senate, is they need to be about their business.
Absolutely.
You know, Hillary Clinton, there was no way they were going to sign anything, the Republicans. I mean, they already went through 8 years with Barack Obama. You know, what did he sign that the Republicans had to offer? You know, his attitude was, look at, you know, elections have consequences, get in the back of the bus. And, you know, put on your seatbelt and your crash helmet and shut up and, you know, just enjoy the ride here. Well, it was a real horror movie. And, you know, now that they have a chance to get out of it, it's like, look at, you have got to, in the expressions of Ronald Reagan, you've got to get the best deal that you can get. And right now, that is what you have available. You've got somebody in the White House that will sign the deal. So get this thing squared away. Quit dragging out all this stuff that's going on, whether it has to do with health care or any other significant pieces of legislation that need to be addressed. Here's the time to do it instead of, you know, yes, debate it, but don't get into the bickering thing and settle. And I say that to the conservative caucus as well, is that, I appreciate that you're fighting the fight for conservatism, but you're not going to get 100%. Okay.
That's so great. Well, I'll tell you, you are correct. You're 100% correct. And you know what? The American voters are not being patient. They're continuing to make decisions every primary and every general election, and they are continuing to replace the old guard with more conservative people, both the Democratic side and the Republican side. The Republicans are going to maintain control because they don't want to go toward the Democratic side. They want to make the Republicans more conservative.
Well, hopefully the conservatives, Gerard, when they get into control here, that they're wise with that power and that they're just not lording it over people in such a way and wasting an opportunity that they do come together in a way to pass effective legislation on behalf of we the people for conservative values so that we can get this country back on track and get our arms around this irresponsible budget that that we keep on dealing with. You know, this 1.3 omnibus that was a bust, you know, in my opinion. But anyway, the conversation will continue. Dr. Gerard Lomero on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Gerard.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
Everything exists to lift you high, so alive. And if the wind goes away, you send it so alive. If the rocks cry,
live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund, co-founder and president, had this to say about President Trump's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. She said, this is a great victory for our supporters who began mobilizing against this flawed Obama-led deal 3 years ago. Thank you, President Trump, for showing the wisdom and foresight so lacking in the previous administration and among many senior leaders in Congress on both sides of the aisle. Iran is a clear threat to American allies and interests. They're an impediment to lasting peace and a supporter of terrorism. President Trump has done the right thing for our country and shown the world he is not to be trifled with. Jenny Beth Martin with us right now. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us. Well, I'll tell you, you summed it up perfectly, and that's why I had to read your statement.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to see, yes, I was so glad to see yesterday that he did pull out of this deal. You know, we did a rally back in 2015 in front of the United States Capitol trying to stop the deal from even happening. And, and Trump, who was then a candidate, spoke at that rally, and he kept this promise. It was a big promise back then, and he stuck to it. He knew it was a bad deal. It wasn't good for America. It was sponsoring and helping a country that poses an existential threat to our country and to our allies. And I'm glad to see he has done this.
Well, this is another reason why presidential power needs to be limited. President Obama went over the top. He had his cell phone and his pen, as he told everybody. And here he is doing these kind of deals. I mean, this should be something and by way of a precedent to future presidents. And also, it calls out Congress for not doing their job. They, along with the Tea Party and other patriots in this country who stood against this, should have been at the front line. They should have been in front of everything, rejecting this deal and doing, you know, even to a last-ditch effort, going to the Supreme Court, whatever, not allowing President Obama to strike this kind of deal.
Right. It should have been treated as a treaty.
Exactly.
Which required approval through the Senate, and President Obama bypassed that. And people are, I saw on the news last night, analysts saying that it was a terrible thing to do, and you're not supposed to completely undo something that a former president has done. Along those lines, I'm summarizing. But I thought, well, the fact is, if it was meant to be permanent, it should have been treated as a treaty, and Congress, or the Senate rather, should have ratified it. Yeah. It was not treated that way. And this is what happens when you use your pen and your cell phone and you make decisions by executive fiat rather than using the proper channels set up in the Constitution.
Yeah. You would hope that you would not have to undo a previous president's decisions and executive orders, but when they're bad, they're bad. Why would you not want to reverse this deal? This thing was done in the shadow of night, typical of this previous administration, sadly. Billions of dollars given to them. And what did it do? You know, the very thing that, international observers said was going to happen. It helped Iran's, it gave them deeper pockets to promote their terrorist activities. Israel has been pummeled, thank you very much. And last time I checked, I thought Israel was one of our best allies. And we just fed their enemy and gave them, you know, all the cannon fodder they needed to, you know, give to Hezbollah and, and let them send all these rockets, red glare, into Israel. And what Benjamin Netanyahu did was a big favor, not only to America at large, but the international community, with the revelation of how Iran had been violating the agreement.
That is correct. And the agreement was set up in a way that it made it possible, it made it easy even for Iran to violate the agreement, because when you, like these soil samples, instead of having inspectors come in and collect the soil samples themselves, they were relying on Iran to give those to them.
It was ludicrous. Yes, totally ludicrous.
It was ludicrous. It's like the foxes guarding the hen house. You don't do that. It was a bad deal to begin with. It was not in America's best interest. It was not in our allies' best interest. And it was a deal that we needed to pull out of. I think that the sanctions need to go back in place. If we renegotiate it, it needs to be renegotiated in a way that truly holds Iran accountable, and also in a way that it passes through the Senate as a treaty, so it's much more permanent.
And how about if it does what it's supposed to do? You know, President Obama, you know, and this is what really galls me, Jenny Beth, and it makes it really hard, and I'm so irritated about President Obama. And if he was here, I'd say right to his face, I go, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. I want to say that you didn't lie to me, but it just seems so often that you lied, whether it's Benghazi, whether, you know, the VA. I mean, I can go down a list of things where it just seemed that you so blatantly lied about, you know, certain policies like this. You and all your minions, including John Kerry, who's still getting in the way, and there could be some Logan Act implications there, want to tell us that this was going to keep Iran from going nuclear. Marco Rubio said this was a pathway to nuclear empowerment. This was not, this was not a policy, and it wasn't an agreement to stop Iran from going nuclear.
That is correct. It was not. It did not stop them from doing that. And it and we are seeing that Iran was lying about never having had a secret nuclear weapon to begin with. Mm-hmm. They continued to expand their nuclear program, and they weren't coming clean with the International Atomic Energy Agency. So we were in a situation where we don't trust the former administration in America, and we also see that Iran was lying to our country. Mm-hmm. So we had to pull out of this deal. It was a bad deal, and we needed to be out of it. We never should have been in it in the first place.
Jenny Beth, what does this tell North Korea? A lot of the pundits are saying this shows that America might be dubious. They're not a good person to negotiate with. But I disagree with that statement. I think, whether it's the Middle East or North Korea, they understand power and they understand leadership. And this is what is bringing them to the table. Well, what do you say?
Well, I think that they realize that they have to watch out with our president, with President Trump, because he is looking out for America's best interest, and he's looking out for, he wants to put, and he puts America first. And it's unlike previous administrations who maybe sacrificed a lot for America to achieve a certain goal in a negotiation process. He's going to make sure that I'm sure there will be compromises, but in the compromises, it keeps America first, and it puts America's national security at the forefront, especially when we're dealing with nations who are testing nuclear weapons.
Well, and I think we also need to be warned and keep an eye on China, because China's looking at this negotiating deal and saying, okay, what's in it for us? How can they leverage this situation and come out with something? I for some reason, I just kind of have this sense of a little bit of Russia post-World War II. I don't know. Are you seeing the same thing, or am I a little myopic here?
I don't think that you're being myopic, but I don't want to claim to be an expert on that, because I'm simply not. I think we always need to be keeping our eye on China.
Well, Jenny Beth, because of the activism of Tea Party patriots like yourself and many others around the country, here we've got the nuclear deal is off the table. Time to renegotiate. Thank you, President Trump. Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriots on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ben Martinez.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Israel Ortega is with us. Is I had to play this. This was done by our imager out of Los Angeles, Big Wave Dave. And I said, I got to play this for Izzy just as a lead in to our conversation this morning. Yeah. I thought, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, look, this is what happens, you know, when you can do tacos and you don't spill anything. I mean, you know, that's a lost art, I'm telling you, right?
I got to tell you, that was
really entertaining. or walking your chihuahua and still looking mad. Masculine, huh?
the whole bit was funny. That's really well done.
Well, that's great. Israel Ortega joins us as spokesperson for Libra Initiative, and we're going to talk about why Latinos should support efforts to promote work over government dependence. Is the evidence is empirical? It is inarguable that when the government gets involved and they start giving you handouts, it becomes a mess. It works against what they tell you, because they tell you, oh, this is going to help out. I mean, the war on poverty, as you noted in the first paragraph of your op-ed, $22 trillion has been spent on the war on poverty since President Johnson back in 1964. And what has happened to the poverty level? It went from 15% to what, 15.1%?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right, Bill. I mean, I think that's what I think we should think about this is how for, you know, close to half a century, if not more. We've been pouring, I mean, the numbers there, $22 trillion, to try to reduce poverty, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson's famous war on poverty. You know, it really hasn't made much of a dent in terms of actually reducing the number of folks living in poverty. And I note in that first paragraph about how 11 million of the 40.6 million Americans in poverty are Hispanic.
Exactly.
So I think it is worth thinking about what actually works. And as you mentioned a minute ago, employment, gainful employment, is really the answer to reduce poverty.
I think one of the core values, and we've been discussing this for a long time, the core values of one's happiness has to do with being productive. You know, God told us to go be fruitful and multiply. And it wasn't one of those things like, hey, you know, go ahead and do it. I mean, you know, and have fun. It's not going to happen. It's going to be that golden carrot that's just, you know, outside of your reach. But we know that when people are working and they feel this sense of productivity, their dignity is heightened, their enthusiasm level. And this is what you're seeing right now in clear contrast to the previous 8 to 10 years when unemployment rates were off the rails. And now look at them,
right.
All, you know, not since 20 and what in 20 years we're at 3.9%, and I mean, and I really even question that number a bit because I think it's probably lower if you count the people that are working under the table. Is
yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. I mean, you know, we've got right now the Latino unemployment rate is at historic lows. We haven't seen this really, you know, for a long time, if not ever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. I mean, I think what we're seeing now is that, you know, obviously President Trump has been making the economy a priority. He worked with Congress last year to pass those tax cuts. And I mean, you know that Nancy Pelosi, you know, definitely has it wrong when she talked about crumbs. I mean, this is real money for a lot of people, including Latinos and Hispanics who are working hard to support their family. And so I think you're right in terms of the thing that Arthur Brooks, the president of the think tank American Enterprise Institute, talks about, which is that work is more than just a paycheck. It also provides a sense of dignity for people.
Exactly.
And I think that's important to point out.
Well, and you mentioned Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's made it clear, and other Democrats in the leadership have said, hey, you know those tax cuts you got? You kiss them goodbye. And, I mean, who would vote Democrats back in and say, okay, yeah, we're tired of having that extra money. We believe in bigger government because particularly in this last 8-year experiment we went through, boy, we doubled our debt over $20 trillion, and look at how much better off we were as a result of the 8 previous years.
Right. Yeah, no, even just yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, House Minority Leader Pelosi was asked about the tax cuts, and she essentially said that, yeah, she would go back and reverse them, paraphrasing, of course. But, I mean, I think that the bigger point here is that and the research backs this up again, is that the best way to reduce poverty is to provide people with employment.
Exactly.
The welfare programs in this country were meant to. I mean, if you look back at Lyndon B. Johnson when he talked about these programs, you know, he talked about them in the sense of temporary, you know, the bridges to getting back to where they should be. But instead, as you know, they've become entitlement programs. And not just for people living in poverty, but increasingly for middle class people who can work or able bodied and can work, but the government is just making it so much more inviting to depend on the government.
Well, when you reward all the wrong behaviors, what you get is this reminds me of a special. It was actually it wasn't quite a documentary, but it was a report on two Indian nations. John Stossel did this report. It's probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And he compared these two Indian reservations. They were each offered from the government, the people's money, $80 billion. $80 billion. Amazing. It's a lot of money. And one of the tribes said, "Nah, we don't want it. We don't want your money." And, of course, you know, the leader said, "Hey, man, they're giving us free money. What are you doing?" "No, we don't want it. We want to maintain our dignity. Trust. We don't want to buy into that. That's opium. It's not good for us." The other reservation took the money,
you took a look at the two reservations by contrast years after accepting $80 billion, one rejecting. The one that accepted the $80 billion went in there, and it was a disaster. I mean, unemployment high, alcoholism high. I mean, home ownership very low. It was a mess. You went in there and you thought, oh my goodness, I've walked into a ghetto. After $80 billion, the people's money, this is the return on investment. The other reservation said, no, we don't want the money. You go in there, pride of ownership, unemployment, single digit, alcoholism, minimal. You go in there and you thought you walked into a planned community. That's the difference. $80 billion of the people's money, loss of dignity, just a disaster, alcoholism, the destruction of the family, everything, just absolute chaos in the one. The other, the opposite.
Right. I mean, I think that's a great case study of what the research points out. And part of the reason why I wrote the piece, Bill, is because part of what President Trump and the administration is doing is that they're working with states that want to enact work requirements for different government assistance programs. Essentially, the administration is working with them to allow this to happen, something that the previous administration did not, was not on board with. But again, you look at the coverage, and a lot of the coverage is misleading. If you look at the coverage, it's easy to miss that the work requirements would only be for those who are able-bodied, so the elderly, the disabled wouldn't have to do these requirements. But if you listen to the left and you listen to some of the coverage, you would think that it's the opposite. So I think providing this context, this policy context, I think is worth doing, so that we actually understand what's happening.
Well, the other on the bright side for the Hispanic culture, and you and I know this directly, is that built into our DNA and our culture is a work ethic. It's always been there. So the chances of moving more Hispanics, even at a quicker pace, off these government programs is there. I mean, because it's in our nature to go to work and be productive, is it not?
Yeah, no, I mean, I kind of get that, get to that in the end of the piece, Bill, where I talk about how, where the sons, daughters, grandsons of immigrants who sacrificed so much to come to this country. And I didn't include this in the piece, but, I'm an immigrant myself. And, I can tell you that for the first few years when my folks and I were living here, it was tough and just making ends meet was difficult. But my parents, but look, we didn't come to this country to depend on the government. We're going to work and we're going to get through this. And we did. So we had opportunities, of course, to sign up for different government assistance programs, but we did not. And I gather that's the case for a lot of folks, in our community.
Well, what we're saying here by experience is that, look, at follow the lead of others before you that have rejected the government handouts. It's tempting. I mean, if it's a bridge to somewhere that you are controlling within your own family, God bless you. Go ahead if that's what you need. But do not let it be something debilitating that's going to define your character and your legacy for you and your kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, and I think that there is a role for a social safety net for those, again, who can't work, physically can't work. There should be some type of a program in place for that the government can set up. But for folks who are able to work or able-bodied, they should work. We should encourage that. And I think that lawmakers, policymakers should get behind these efforts. And we'll see how this plays out, of course, in a very difficult political climate.
It's the right thing for their own humanity and dignity. That, to me, trumps it all, Israel Ortega. And again, as always, appreciate you being on the show. Is a spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. Israel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care. All right.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.